Trap Dame Benji joins me here for sports and hip hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 365, iHeartRadio. You know what it is, North Carolina. We got the Carolina in the building tonight. Trap
Yeah,
Dame
man, you
Benji,
know
man,
the
flowers out now. I just saw the visual. Congratulations on the new drop. How you feeling? Welcome to the show, man.
appreciate that. I'm feeling good, man. Everything all good. What we got going on,
So
man?
I noticed that Flowers isn't on Apple Music yet. Is that going to be hitting the streaming services
Oh
soon?
yeah, it's gonna drop next this Thursday coming up. Yeah, it's gonna drop this Thursday coming up on
Yeah,
all platforms.
because when I did the promo, I used your single from 2019. I think it was Ben Broke. I used that
Yeah,
one. So
man.
what's been like so long? Because I saw you had another feature with I think there was a singer EP. I saw that. So what's kind of been like you taking your time? Kind of what's been your process of taking your time with releasing music?
Shit, man. I just had to get my life together for real.
Yeah.
You had to run up some money at first, man. I ain't know it took this much money when I just first jumped this out when I was younger, life issues, but I'm back and better than ever, man. And that's why I dropped flowers to let them know, like, hey, man, I don't really need no flowers, but I'm here. I'm coming, man.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
No, you are. And how's the buzz around your city? How's the buzz doing?
I'm gonna keep it all the way 100 with you, man. When I first started, I had a mean buzz going on, like a crazy buzz, and I lost it, but not being consistent over the years. So that's what I'm trying to get back right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little buzz, like not major, like how it used to be, but that ain't the problem. I just gotta push.
Yeah. How much of a priority is social media to you? Because I know a lot of times artists, they're always trying to build up their audience on social media. I get it's like a necessity nowadays, but are you more big on wanting to actually touch the people?
Yeah, I want to touch the people. I've been more into social media as far as now, but as than before, because I wasn't really a social media type person, and I used to be so against it. So now it's like, you need social media to actually get this across. So
Isn't it toxic? It's very toxic. So
it is what
why
it is.
were you against it? Because you thought it was toxic? Why were you against social media?
Just being in your phone 24/7
Yeah,
or
it's
on the,
addicting.
yeah, it is very addicting. Take up most of your time if you're not using it for what you need to use it for, you know what I'm saying?
So prior to you being having to utilize it for music, so you were kind of still living in like the Stone Age of just being able to watch
Yeah.
TV,
And
maybe read a book.
sometimes I still had that problem,
Oh, th
yeah, man.
those were the good times where you didn't have to worry about anything. People watching you, worrying about who's you need someone's validation, worried about this and that, and comparing yourself to someone else. It's
Yeah.
annoying, and especially people faking their followers. It's crazy. But talk to me about your come up story in Carolina.
My come up story in Carolina, like in what aspect?
Your like your life story, your childhood, and just you starting out as wanting to get into music.
Well, from Wake Forest, North Carolina, I could say I probably got into music when I was in church. I was a small kid. I was in a choir. I used to play the drums. I used to sing. I used to do everything in the church. And that's what brought me up to like even playing the piano and certain stuff like that. Like I can play it by ear, but it's all from the church. Like I grew up in the church. I stopped going to church around, I say, like 15. That's when I get started being in, saying, grown, what they call it, mannish, thinking I don't need to go to church no more. But yeah, I pretty much learned everything from the church, and then I hopped into I didn't take music serious until about I say about, well, dang, basically I got grown probably like 20 years old, man.
Wow.
I probably just mess around because I didn't see where I'm from in the part of Wake Forest where I'm at. It's like nobody doing anything musically around that time. Like, I'm one of the like first rappers, besides Bills Lucas. Shout out to Bills Lucas. Me and him probably the first rappers to start rapping in our area. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I probably got into music. Probably went to the studio around like 20. and made my first song in the studio, and then went from there trying to take it serious, but still couldn't catch on to it. So around 4 years ago from now, I dropped Trap Dame Benji, and that video went up in my neighborhood. It got like almost 4,000 views up there, but all my views are organically, like it's organic. It's
Yeah, you want to
out of,
keep it that way too.
yeah, like I don't even pay for promotion. I don't have no paid promotion or nothing, like so
Yeah, I
every.
don't either. I'm big on just growing your audience organically, and it's gonna come, especially if you're talented and you're serious about your work. It's gonna come. With you being 20 years old, you're still young. I don't believe in ageism in hip hop. I know there's, a lot of the people
Thank
like,
you.
yeah, I
Thank
don't
you.
believe in that because you got guys like Griselda that are like way into they're like 40s now, so it doesn't matter
Yeah, and they
ageism. And
getting
even like
money.
legends, yeah, even like the legends, like I know a lot of times some of the younger artists like to say like, oh well, he's 50, he's an OG, he's too old, he's washed. I don't believe in
Yeah.
ageism in hip-hop. Every other genre doesn't do it. If the Rolling Stones
Right.
dropped an album for the rock genre, it's gonna go crazy no matter what. But I think you have a lot of time, especially with how old are you now, because you were serious when you're
20,
20.
29, no.
You're 29, yeah, you
Yeah.
still young. I know a lot of times that's that social media bullshit. I'm telling you, man.
Man, look, listen, I don't, it
That
don't put me in my head. I don't watch interviews with these podcasts, and I'm just sitting here listening. I'm like, but when I think about it, I know so many rappers over 30 that's successful, and they hop into the game really until they was 30. They kept messing up in their 20s.
Is there times where you
You know what
feel
I'm saying?
behind, like kind of behind the ball a little bit because of your age? Are there times you feel that way?
Yes,
Yeah.
definitely, especially when you're rapping. When you see all these young rappers coming out and they going crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not a
I thought
hater.
you gotta
If I can
outdo
learn
them. You gotta
from
outdo them with your talent. That's how I look at it. It's who's better.
Yeah. And but like you said, man, age don't have no, I mean, music don't have no number on it, like far as age. Like I never got that. I don't understand it, and I don't know why people say that. That's weird to me. Like, what if this guy is 63, but he over there spitting some fire bars or some crazy shit? And you know what I'm saying? You don't know how old he is, but on the radio, you're like, from the radio, you just bobbing your head like, who is this? But once you find out he's 63, you gonna stop listening to him?
Exactly.
Nah,
Yeah,
man.
age discrimination.
Nah, that's weird. That's weird activity.
That's crazy. Who's like a story as far as a success story that's made it out of Carolina? Because I know you got the baby, he's from there, J. Cole or any of those guys, kind of someone you're trying to model your blueprint
Man, I can
after?
put two people that I watched successfully get out of North Carolina. And I don't know the baby personally, but I watched him. I was one of the people, like first people on the baby when I was listening to him. He was the, what's his name? Baby Jesus or something like that. And I was listening to baby pretty early before everybody even caught on to him. But I watched his growth and the way he was just moving around in North Carolina like nobody ever did. Even J. Cole didn't do it that way. J. Cole had to go to New York and go to, the baby was literally going around all the places in the Carolinas and then putting Carolina on that way. And then the next person I'll look into with the story is Tootsie. And my biggest mistake with him was when we first started, he had first started around the time, we both started around the same time taking it seriously. I don't know him either personally, but he's from the same area I'm from. And I remember hitting him up for a feature. And I had the money around this time for sure. And I still probably do, but it was only $1,200. It was right after he dropped Red Lights. I'm like, oh yeah, let me get a feature. He said 1,200. My ass like 1,200. Oh, you're not da 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 da. I'm being cocky. I'm like, oh no, he ain't worth $1,200. We on the same spot. But now I wish I would have took that feature.
But do you look at it as too, when you come from the same area, and don't you want to look at it now looking back? Because I know you said you wish that you took that feature, but don't you kind of look at it in hindsight of saying, you know what, I want to build up myself to the point where he's not going to charge me for the future and he's just going to give it to me off respect?
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting to. And that's
Yeah.
why I know, and that's how I know how I'm gonna get it. I'm getting everything through respect. I ain't come to play. Like, I'm not playing. I done I'm about to sacrifice it all, man.
Yeah. And I think it's good to showcase yourself because a lot of times a lot of new artists are so quick to get the feature. Got to get the feature. Get I get it. But at the same time, you want to showcase that you don't need that feature. You could make a hit on your own.
My biggest thing right now is putting my money in the right places instead of just putting it all over the place. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at right now.
So when did you become kind of smart financially as far as knowing where to invest? Because we kind of talked about that at the beginning of the interview, and that's something that they don't teach about people. I don't care if they don't teach that to regular people who go to college, how to balance and budget your money. They teach you how to get trapped and get credit cards, and you got to do this. It's the whole, the system's a trap. We know that. So when did you kind of have to realize, like, I have to budget my money and use it in the right places?
Well, I kind of got a little guidance, like with people that's already been in the music industry or that's in the music industry already. So I do have an advantage on that. Shout out to Mass Benji, L Nice, he's been tapped in with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. If I got any questions, I'm gonna ask them first before anything when it comes to this stuff. So they pretty much got my back on that.
So how did you get connected with L Nice and start making moving around and making connections? Was that kind of through in person?
Yes, in person. I met him through Mass Benji. Mass Benji is we used to be a whole group called the Benji Cartel. And then we all split apart and went separate ways, but we still do everything together, like far as working together and stuff. But Mass Benji is how I met L Nice. He had him come down here to North Carolina and had him in a video shoot and brought him to the house and all types of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying?
What's the
Shout out to
biggest
L
gem?
Nice, man.
Yeah, shout out to L Nice. What's the biggest gem you got from L Nice so far in the industry that's actually helping you out with your career?
What the biggest gem is?
Yeah.
Not to put my money somewhere. I just asked him a question. He said,
Yeah.
don't do that.
So,
But
how about,
nothing too major right now.
yeah. As far as labels go, is that something that you're looking for? Or you, because I know we're kind of in the independent era right now. Everyone's preaching independence and that you could do it all on your own.
Man, I ain't listening to that shit either, man. I'm gonna do what's best for me. If the
That's for
label
you.
pick me up, that's a good deal for me, and I can get out of that deal within a couple of years. Pay me.
Yeah,
I'm all going to the
exactly.
label. People being independent, some people are just doing it just to be stubborn or just say they can, so they can just say they're independent, but they're not getting nowhere. You
No,
know what I'm
I
saying?
yeah, that's real. That's real.
But I prefer, now if you're able to stay independent, stay independent. You know what I'm saying? That's what I believe, but if you can handle it, do it. If you got a good team, a good da-da, stay independent. Do what you do. Market it. Do it the best you can. But if now if it's a dumb offer, of course I'm not gonna take it. I'm gonna stay independent as long as, yeah, I understand. I'm not the type that's just gonna take the pen and, oh, it's $1 million. Yeah, but the whole deal was bad. You know what I'm
Yeah, no,
saying?
you definitely gotta make sure you sign something that's not selling your soul away and your publishing away. You gotta take the right deal.
Right.
We talked about at the beginning of the interview, you coming up in the church. Are you gonna bring live instrumentation into your music? Are you gonna want to play the piano on some of your songs, stuff like that?
I done had ideas of it. I even wanted to hit up that guy that be playing the violin for that guy that be playing the violin for the rappers, and he be walking and they be rapping a song.
Oh yeah, I've seen
I
that on
forgot
social
the
media. Yeah.
name. But yeah, I haven't really did nothing like that. But yeah, I've thought about it, like far as ideal wise. So yeah,
What are the next steps
for
for you
sure.
after Flowers? Are you planning to roll out with like an EP, a project, an album, or just keep it drops? You got some more singles in the tuck?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep dropping singles until these people hear me, man. And then I'm gonna drop that big EP for them. But the next thing I'm shooting is I'm putting out is it's called Shooting Star. And so people can be on the lookout for that after we run this Flowers up for a little bit.
What's the message behind Shooting Star?
Me, I'm the
You're the
shooting
shooting
star.
star.
You're a shooting star. And if you don't know who you is, got to know who you are, man.
That's a lot of people right now. I like that you're able to recognize that you're a shooting star. A lot of people can't find themselves, and a lot of people are doing a lot of stuff to figure out what they are, and it leads them down to a wrong path. And it's good that you're able to find yourself and recognize your talent. And you know, that's big.
I honestly can't wait to put it out, man. That song is so motivational. Like, it's motivational. You know what I'm saying? If you can send me your number, I'll let you get it early.
Just yeah, no, for sure. I got nobody. You. Yeah. I'm going to DM you my number. Yeah. Let me hear that, man. And whenever you're ready, I'll make sure to get it in the rotation for you. Cause I got flowers in my rotation for you. So when you're ready to drop this new one, just let me know and we'll get that promoted for you. Cause
I appreciate you, man. Well, where are you located?
I'm in Connecticut, but I'm based in the tri-state area. I started out in Queens, St. John's. Yeah.
Shout out my brother Julio. He from Connecticut too. Bro. He from Connecticut. What's that? Bridgeport. PT?
Bridgeport. Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he hard. He fire. He came down here. He moved from up there to down here, and he done made a buzz out here. So shout out to
that's
bro
what you got
to
do. That's what you got to do when you're in the entertainment industry. You got, especially if you're from Connecticut, please, you got to get out. You got to go to a bigger place where there's some
kind
of
buzz.
Yeah,
I ain't know Connecticut was like that, man. Connecticut pretty small.
Yeah, it's small.
Compared to the other cities.
Yeah, it is. We have hidden gems here. We have Chris Webby's from here. We got some up-and-coming artists from here, but we just don't have an entertainment scene. So we either go to New York, we go to L.A., we go to Atlanta. We just get out. That's the best advice that I can give to people that are from Connecticut. If you want to pursue a career in entertainment, get out. And you and your friend there from Bridgeport, you know, Julio, he went down to North Carolina. Look what happened, see?
He doing his thing, got a big old buzz.
Yeah.
No cap.
He knows the blueprint. He right move for him. But what are some of your next moves? Because you talked about you got the Shooting Star single on the way. What's some of the other things you got planned? You got merch on the way or even performances?
Yeah, merch is definitely on the way. My brand, Blau. Blau! Yep, that's
like
it right
that.
There. If coming is on the way, I'm gonna start off with some fitted caps and some little hats and stuff. We're gonna throw the label up there, and then you know, but it will be an LLC, and it'll be under me, CEO. And after, I mean, I've been looking into starting my own little label too, because they said, you know what I'm saying, sign yourself.
Yeah, no one's gonna pay you like you pay yourself. That's what Cameron said.
Yeah.
So he's right about
exactly.
That. It's kind of funny because we talked about with Julio going out to North Carolina, and if you're from Connecticut, you know, get out. Have you thought about relocating outside of North Carolina?
I feel like I'm gonna have to, or if I don't, I'm gonna definitely have to travel outside the Carolinas to get what I'm looking for, because it's not right here. I'm gonna let you know. And like I said, I only seen one person do it. That was DaBaby, but I'm pretty sure he had things outside of the Carolinas that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or connections.
If you were to fill out where you want to go, where do you think you would make that move to?
Probably a big state, like with music, probably like, or the city of Atlanta. But the thing about Atlanta, they already oversaturated with stuff like that. But
yeah, I know it's too popping. You got to go somewhere where it's like it's popping, but low key.
Like places like where they like, you know, where, all right, like Florida. All right, for example, Melly, he did not have to leave Florida. He was already making good money in Florida off his music before it started touching other states. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Florida's one big of a state where, you know what I'm saying, you take over, it's good. California, stuff like that, like places like that.
No,
that
I think that
sense.
Could be the right move for you. Yeah, you got to go somewhere where it's like low key popping, and then you're one of the ones to really bring the next wave. Atlanta, it's hot, hot Atlanta. That's what they call it, but it's hot right now. So it's kind of want to see what's on the next up and coming, because New York had its time, it's Atlanta's time, LA had its time as well, and it's always gonna be popping in those areas, but it's just gonna either go back and forth and potentially to another place. But I think you're right. I think probably Atlanta, but like you said, it's too oversaturated. So maybe in LA. It's all on how you feel at the end of the day. I know they always say that hip hop sales are declining and all that. In your opinion, who's got the number one album so far this year? We're only 3 months into the year. What's your number one album this year so far in hip hop?
Number one album this year. Probably gonna give it to 21 as of right now. 21 Savage. But I barely listen to 21 Savage. He hard though. Don't get me wrong, but I think he has the best one I've heard so far. Yeah.
I know Schoolboy Q just dropped an album too. I saw that.
Oh, I didn't even check that out. Yeah. Oh man. Dang. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think though.
It's tough because artists don't really take their time with their music anymore. There's because that's the climate we're in now, and I think that's a lot of social media is they want you to custom release stuff, so you can't release. There's no more classics anymore.
I'm gonna keep it real. I've been bumping all the females. The females been going crazy, man.
Who's your top female rapper?
I give it the Big Blow. I can give you three. Yeah, I give you three. Glow and Mulatto, they got the bars to me. Mm-hmm. A lot of people not gonna like this, but Sexy Red. Only because it's authentic. That's it. And you can tell she's having fun like with her music. So, but as far as like dumbed down music, she definitely has the most dumbed down music for all of us.
God, it's awful. But, I mean, at least you didn't say Ice Spice. It's all that's. We're getting to the bottom of the totem pole.
Ice Spice is a little. I don't know. I can't get with that. Ugh. She got some, but yeah, I can't get with Ice Spice. But yeah, the girls, they pretty much locked the industry down right now. I ain't gonna lie. Every girl rapper. The new female rapper that's entered the game since 2023 has a hit record.
That's true, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No, you're right about that.
That's crazy.
Males need to step their game up. Let's go.
Yes, we got to step our game up, man. We got to take back over this shit, man.
Exactly. No more. We need some new artists out here. I'm sick of the nonsense. Jack Harlow's trash. Drake, you need to get back to where he was years ago. Like, Take Care, Nothing Was the Same. Because that For All the
that
Dogs
Drake, that Drake
wasn't
that
cutting
Drake
it.
Ain't coming back.
Nah, it
that
isn't.
Drake ain't coming back. For All My Dogs, when I I was like, okay, the first song, let's hear. I was like, okay. The beat sound like he about to tear this shit up. He started singing.
Virginia
shit.
Beach. Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but I was just like, oh, that threw me off. This supposed to be for the fellas. Like, I'm thinking it's supposed to be for all his dogs, but I guess he's talking about his people, like his dogs, his actual dogs, yeah. Like his friends and shit.
Got some soft dogs.
It won't for us.
She's got some soft dogs.
I know you ain't telling your dogs to bend that ass over, let that coochie breathe.
It sure as hell wasn't doggy style, please. It wasn't Snoop Dogg's doggy style. Far from it. But man, are you planning an album already? You kind of have like an album title in mind once you do finally come to that conclusion and you're ready?
I got the title, but no, I haven't put it together yet. Well, I'm in between two titles right now. It's in the competition. I'm going to let the people decide. But one is called It's Never Be Late. Yeah, I mean, It's Never Too Late. It's Never Too Late. And then the other one is Let's Be Grown. Yeah.
Is that kind of a message to people on social media? Is that Let's Be Grown? Is that
a message. Definitely a message. And It's Never Too Late is a message, too. Because, like you said, with this age thing, that's the reason it's never too late, man. Yeah. That's the reason I made the song. Because I heard J. Cole and Lil Yachty in a podcast. Lil Yachty was talking about, if you're 28, 30 years old, it's over, man. Go get a job. I'm like, what if you already got a job?
Exactly, yeah.
What if you already... I'm like, this dude right here, trying to shine people. But, and then J. Cole, he was like kind of trying to agree, but he was just basically saying, if you're 30... plus doing this, then you need to come hard. And that's the answer I expect you to say. Nah, it's too late. No, he said, when you're 30, your bars and everything, you need to come hard. Like, you're going to have to come harder because these new people, like I said, they coming crazy.
Yeah. The biggest thing is never giving up either.
And the reason why rap sales going down, man, is because everybody sound alike right now.
Yeah.
Like, especially all the new dudes coming in. When I see their videos, they talking about the blicks and the drilling. Or if you look up the videos, it's an Airbnb with guns and money and girls. The same shit that you see in the next video. You just like,
Yes.
okay, all right, I got what you. Oh, you like killing it. You like killing people. So okay.
Yeah,
You
I grew
like
up in a
robbing and
different
stealing.
era, and so did you, because you're older than me. So you kind of had like the ending of the 90s, and me, I grew up with Nelly, Country Grammar, 50 Cent, or Get Rich or Die Trying. I grew up in a
Yeah.
classic era. This the stuff that we're in now, it's just
Real
bullshit.
music is gone.
Yeah. It's gone.
Like rap, real rap music or real music period in hip hop, I feel like it's gone, bro. It got
Yeah.
me to the point where I'm looking up these old songs on my Apple Music or something just to listen to. And it soothes my mind when I hear the old stuff. Like I can play it like it's new again. Like
Yeah.
for real. But that's the, like, then I have to stop doing that because it makes me feel old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yes.
okay. Now I gotta got down tune back into the younger music because I'm like, okay, I can't get lost sidetrack of what's the past is. You know, so I gotta go on what's present right now. So you do have to keep up.
No, absolutely. You're right. Real music is gone, but it's important we got people that are trying to innovate and do new things. I think the motivation path you're going to take is going to help out a lot because it's different. It's not with all this, like you said, with the Airbnbs and the blickies and the guns and all this stuff, the
Yeah, and
toxicness.
the I done did all that. I done did
Yeah.
all that, and I'm like over it. And I'm like, if everybody's still doing this, and nobody is not working for nobody, then why am I keep doing it? I'm gonna be creative. I'm about to be do something different, and I even changed up my sound. Like, so flowers is up, man. Everybody go view flowers on YouTube right now.
Go check that out. Flowers available on YouTube. It's going to be on streaming services soon. Trap Dame Benji, is there anything else you would love to let your fans know, the audience know that we didn't talk about?
Really, man. I just tapped in with him, man. Yeah, I know a lot of people
Oh, it's
say
kind of
that,
muffled.
but hey, y'all just tapped in with me, man. I know a lot of people say that, but I'm really different, and I can't do nothing but show you. So, subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on IG so y'all can get the latest of me and know what's going on. Trap Dame Benji, blow.
You already know. Trap Dame Benji. Make sure you tap with him in with him on Instagram. Follow him on Instagram, Trap Dame Benji, and stay tuned for what he's got on the way. And next time you're on the show, man, you got to come back on for sure. You're gonna be having an album out.
Man, I'll pull up on you, man. Think I won't drive 7 hours to
To
Connecticut, man.
Connecticut. Yeah,
Yeah, I'll pull up on you, man. Just let me know.
I'm down. I'm down for sure. And I look forward to seeing everything working out for you and you getting to where you want to be in your career. And it's only up from here, man.
For sure.
You already know. And shout out to L Nice too for getting us connected. And we'll be linking up again soon.
All right, man. Shout out L Nice, man. Appreciate you, bro.
You already know, man. Enjoy the rest of your night, all right?
For sure.
All right, man. Peace out.